sell them. That was a little, another little way to get a few nickels.
Yeah.
So.
Were both your grandfathers farmers?
Yeah. Now my grandpa, he was in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about their education? Did both of them?
Well, they could both read and both figure, but now I don't know how much education they had.
Yeah. Well, heck, I was good enough in those days.
Well, I can't remember what they did back then. If you could go to a few of these schools and then take an examination that the superintendent put out, and if you could pass it, well, you was a teacher.
Is that so?
That's right.
You said you didn't know either one of your grandmothers?
No.
Did you know where they came from? Like you said, your grandmother on your father's side? She born in Alabama?
Yeah, I believe she was. And she was a... She was a... They ought to be a bunch of up there in those Carolinas. I don't know whether they're in your state or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a big name there. Big name in my state. Yeah, but they came from Alabama. Well, they came through South Carolina.
No, I think they originally come out of the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Down through, I believe Grandpa was born in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stayed there until he married.
Did they hook down through Southern Carolina or say in Georgia, South Carolina and Georgia, they come through the mountains there?
No, I believe they come through Georgia.
They didn't come through the mountains?
I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come on down through Georgia and on into Alabama, and then on the journey over here, they got into Texas before we got into Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, they wound up coming back and finally lodging here in Louisiana. And I heard Dad say that Grandpa, when he got here and he saw all that big old grass growing, they said, this is the place. Because stock really was the living.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they were used to really better grass, even if it was shorter.
Yeah.
And because here, unless you put some minerals there, I tell you, it takes 4 to 5 acres of ground to support one cow.
Where's that? Here?
Here. If you don't improve it, well, you got to have 4 or 5 acres for one cow. Don't she'll stall.
Yeah.
She got to eat that much grass to...
Is the grass not rich enough here?
That's it. She's not rich enough. It'll grow big, but there's no strength to it.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different types of soil. What kind of soil did you have here?
Well, we've got just about all kinds here, except lime, a lime soil. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go up to the Red River to get into that, and because you can't grow anything that requires lime in this territory unless you put lime rock or oyster shell there to get that lime in the ground. Now, all your little old towns will have white Dutch clover growing in them, but they're getting that lime out of the cement that was limed and put there.
Yeah.
So, but out in the country, it just don't grow unless you lime. And then that lime gets away pretty fast too, because when you lime it, you put such a little bit. If you put a ton to the acre, or 2 tons to the acre,